KNZA 103.9, continuing our locker room chats, getting you set for week number four of high school football. And right now we're going to talk a little bit of Jackson Heights Cobras football. And it's brought to you by Farm Bureau Warham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, Netawaka Fitness Center, as we're joined now by the head coach and Caleb Wick. Coach, your team's 3-0, and we'll kind of dissect where your team's at through the first 3 weeks, but let's talk about the win over Pleasant Ridge last week. 49-28 the final. The offense continues to buzz along. How would you assess the win over Pea Ridge?
You know, it was a game of two halves, really. You know, when you think about it, well, you know, we go into halftime tied 14-14. Both teams playing well. They did some things that hurt us. It didn't help that we had our starting inside backer, Titus Eisenbart, didn't play because of an ankle injury, but we're going to get him back this week. And, you know, we had another outside backer, Devin Mock, go down with an injury early in the game, and we had to put in Cade Holiday in there, and he's a sophomore, and we had to plug in Tegan Balhay, an inside backer, and he's a freshman. So, you know, we look out there on our defense, and some people might think our offense is way ahead of our defense, but it's simply a numbers game. And, you know, on defense, when you have to play five or six freshmen or sophomores, against a team like Pleasant Ridge that, you know, they're big, strong, and fast, there's a little bit of a disadvantage there. But, you know, I'm really, really proud of the way our defense stepped up, especially in the second half. You know, we did some different adjustments there in the second half, and we're able to get three picks and a couple more turnovers on the special team side of the football. But overall, very, very pleased, and we're just really working on getting better each and every day and each and every practice and each and every game. And we're doing that up to this point, but we know we have a long ways to go.
49-28, that final over Pea Ridge. And talk about some of those younger guys who had to step in, some of those freshmen and sophomores stepping in and getting under the lights. How do you think they performed overall?
I thought they did great. Like I said earlier, Tegan Balhay, really, really stepping up, playing inside backer for us the whole game. He's a freshman. He's going to be a great football player. You know, Drake Melly's stepping in there. He's always started for us at corner, and, you know, he had another pick. That's three for the year for him. So whenever a freshman can get in there and, you know, make a instant impact in the game, that's always nice to see. And, you know, he came in there and started the second half at quarterback, and boom, the first play from scrimmage, he goes 30 yards for a touchdown. And, you know, we scored another touchdown there in the second half running the football. So when we have two quarterbacks like Cade and Drake that we can put in there simultaneously, put them in their different packages, different possessions, I think it's good for us. But overall, I feel like we got better. I thought Pleasant Ridge played a very, very good game as well, and they had a good game plan against us, and we made a couple adjustments at halftime, and I think that was the root cause for that second-half rally that we had in the third quarter.
Can't get better than a 3-0 start. How would you assess the team right now as we're getting closer to the halfway point here in the regular season? How much different is this team from that first week leading up to that Horton game to where we are right now going up against Riverside this week?
I feel like we're in the right position. You know, started with the Jamboree. We knew we had a lot of new people and new faces at new positions. And then that first week against Horton, I felt like we made a great stride. And that second week against Mar Hill, I think we made an unbelievable stride. And then after this week three game, we did make a stride in the right direction, I think, especially on the defensive side of the football, playing that youth. Because I think whenever you play youth, you get that depth. You get that depth going, and that's what it's all about. It's next man up. And, you know, we had injuries, and we had people step up, and we were still able to get the victory. So that should do nothing but give us more confidence and give those young kids confidence that they can go in there and really produce for us. And, you know, when dealing with this week with the Riverside team, it's going to be a very, very physical football game. And, you know, they're not going to be afraid of us because they play the likes of Perry, Jeff West, Rural Valley in their first three games, which are all Big Seven schools. So they've definitely played great competition, and I know they're going to be ready for our game. And, you know, it's going to be a physical football game, and we're just going to have to get better each day, each practice, and each game, and then hopefully we can come and execute on Friday.
Jackson Heights at Riverside, first district game of the year for the Cobras. We'll break it down when we come back here on KNZA. Conversation continues with Jackson Heights head coach, that is Caleb Wick. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, Netawaka Fitness Center. District play starts this week, and when you look at your district top to bottom, it's very, very challenging. It starts with Riverside this week. You got Centralia, you got Troy. Just what's your overall takeaways or overall thoughts, I should say, on this district this year?
I mean, I don't think there's a secret, and I think everybody will say it's probably from top to bottom the toughest district in the state. When dealing with 1A, you know, you got Centralia that's ranked, you got Troy that's ranked, they're both 3-0, which that'll be a great matchup this week as well. And then you got us at 3-0, and Riverside sitting there at 1-2. But like I said, they've played all three Big Seven schools, and Onega coming back to 8-man. I know they might have lost their quarterback for the year, but you know they're up and coming. They're a physical football team, so you know there's no days off, there's no weeks off, especially with our district. And even when you're looking ahead a little bit to our schedule, we play Effingham in our bye week, and they're undefeated and a great team as well. So these next 4 or 5 weeks are really going to be the catalyst on where we're going to end up at the end of the year. And each and every game is important, starting with this Riverside game. And, you know, they're big, they're fast, they're physical, and they're young. So that's scary that a team that can be that physical and play a bunch of freshmen and sophomores and have some success against Big Seven schools, it's going to be a tall task for us. But, you know, we just got to get in our scout. We just got to do our fundamental jobs. And hopefully if we do that, we'll be all right on Friday.
Riverside off to a 1-2 start. They beat Jeff West in the opener, but it's back-to-back losses to Perry and Royal Valley. You mentioned just how difficult and challenging the Big Seven is. What's maybe a thing or two that does kind of jump off the page at you when you do look at this Riverside team and what challenges that they bring?
They're big. They're very, very big. They'd be one of the biggest schools in our league when it comes to size-wise. And, you know, up front, they're young, but they're big. And they got an offensive tackle that was all Big Seven last year. That's just a stud. Their quarterback and their running back are freshmen, and they're big freshmen. We're talking 6'1", 185, 5'10", 230, 215 for a running back. And then they have another sophomore running back there that's also massive and 230. So it's definitely going to be a challenge for us bringing down these running backs. And I have a feeling if we don't gang tackle or if we don't run to the football, it might be a long night for us. So we're really, really harping running to the football. You know, we got to tackle low. We got to wrap up. And we just got to do our assignments. And I feel like if we do that, we'll have some success on Friday night. But I know they're well coached. I know Coach has great schemes that he does just by watching the Royal Valley film, and he puts his players in the best position to be successful. And I know good coaches do that, and he's definitely put his kids in the best situation. And they're right there in that Royal Valley game. A couple passes here and a couple passes there, and it's a totally different game, almost like a score flip. So, you know, they're a very, very good football team, and I think it's going to help them a lot coming down to 1A this year and not having to play those Big Seven schools all the time. So I think it's going to be a fun physical football game on Friday.
Jackson Heights at Riverside, Cobra's first district game, and for most teams pretty much throughout the state as district play starts here this week in week 4. Coach, as always, we appreciate it very much. Good luck Friday at Riverside. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much.